Right? Tafshin Ayin Ches. Understanding Amalek. Okay? What the first part that we're reading over here has to do with Parshas Beshalach. Parshas Beshalach is the place where the event of the attack of Amalek took place. We didn't read this last Shabbos, when we read the Parsha of Parshas Zohar. That was from Parshas Kiseitze. There's the mitzvah of eradicating Amalek. But Parshas Beshalach is where it actually transpired, and this is what they'll read Purim morning. Right? For Megillah. So it says, this is the pasuk just before the Maaseh with Amalek. Vayikra Shem Amokol Masa Umeriva. They're arguing with Moshe Rabbeinu, there's no water, right? They're arguing with, complaining to him, arguing with Hashem. I'll read B'nai Yisrael, Vel Nasol Sam is Hashem. And they're testing of Hashem, Nasol Sam. Anisayon, testing of Hashem. How so? Lemor, by saying, Hayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu Im Ayin. Is God in our midst or not?
Was that right after?
What?
Right after Yom Kippur.
This is right after. This is before Matan Torah. This is in the same parsha as Kriyas Yamsuf. Hayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu Imayim. So not going to read everything chapter and verse inside, but you do have the Marma Komas in front of you. If we read everything chapter and verse right now, right? It might generate an unhappy moment. So where do we go? But it's right here. Netziv asks a very basic question. What in the world does that mean? Is Hashem Bekirbeinu or not? Hey man! Like, would you think you were stoned? Right? You saw 10 makos in Mitzrayim for a whole year, right? You saw Kriya Zan, so, oh wow, let's try that mushroom again. Wow, 12 lanes. Cross the water, the whole nine yards. Hayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu? I mean, there's a level either to one's thickness or to one's audacity. It says in the Tziv, that was never the question. Of course they knew that Hashem is here doing Nisim. What they didn't know, but they didn't come to grips with, was, is Hashem with us in our regular lives? We know Moshe Rabbeinu can do all this. Moshe Rabbeinu is a different type of person. Moshe Rabbeinu is living on a different plane. He's living on a different plane. Right? So as long as he's around, that's super. But what about when he leaves us? What's going to be with the Jewish people? Is Hashem Bekirbeinu? Well, we're living on whatever madrega, whatever level we're on. Yeah? In Olam Hazeh. And every day, day in, day out, chopped liver type lives, right? Is Hashem Bekirbeinu?
So
how
does that
consider they're called a Dor Dea. A generation of Dea. Dea means when you know something in your kishkes, right? Nothing in your kishkes. Adas, we've talked about this before. When Shimon Esrei, we talked about Atachonin Adam Das, to not understand something, so not just like, oh yeah, right, I know that. It's part of you, right? It's really part of you. A step further. After 120, we're going to get upstairs, and they're going to ask us, Tzipisa Li Yeshua, did you look forward to the coming of Mashiach? Now, what does that mean, look forward to the coming of Mashiach? Finally, I'm going to go on that glad kosher Caribbean cruise? No. Right? See, peace in Yeshua is, do you want Hashem to reveal himself? That's a very interesting thing. Tzipia litzapot, to hope something will be revealed, means essentially something which right now is hidden, we want to be revealed. Safun is hidden. Tzipia is the hope that which is, I don't see yet, will be revealed. Tzipisa Li Yeshua. We have to want Hashem to reveal himself to us again. Like they say in the end of Kedusha, Nusach Svarah, Hein ga'alti eschem achris kereshis, yos lachem elokim. Behold, I will reveal myself to you again In the end, just as I did in the beginning, it's Yisrael. Why? Yos lachem lelokim. Okay. So says the smart Sefer Mitzvahs Kotan, Sefer written by one of the Balitosis, of Yaakov Corville. He says, why? Where did they get this from? That when you get upstairs, they're going to ask you questions, see peace of Yeshua. Where did they get it from? What's it based on? What's this, a fundamental? Right? A fundamental. Rambam learns that the belief in Mashiach coming is a fundamental. You don't believe in Mashiach coming, you're a kofir. You don't believe in one of your Gimel Ikrim. Why? So he says, it is a snif, it is a branch of Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Otzisicha Me'eret Yitzrayim. Right? Hashem, the belief in Hashem is, I am the one who obviously wants me to be connected to you and you to be connected to me. You saw that by Mitzrayim. I didn't give you that sound and light show, Esther Marcos, right? It just for the sake of making, give you a sufficient, data so you can make a movie out of it. Right? I did it to introduce myself to you, so you should be attached to me. And that's the way, from that blast of introduction, that sound and light show, called Yetzias Mitzrayim, you're meant, as it were, to realize that you have to find me and attach yourself to me in everything. That's why I introduced myself to you on that level. Not to recall that you should forget about it. That you're always struggling to come close, struggling to come close, struggling to come close. And, right, you have to believe that since the ultimate goal, obviously, is to have that level of connection, it's going to happen again. To create that connection. But it's going to be built upon, the wall of bricks that the Jews have been building, with mortar made out of blood and tears, over generations and generations and generations of struggle, to attach, to attach, to attach, not to become detached, etc. Upon that, I will reveal myself to you again, and then there will be the end of the story. See, peace in Yeshua. So, that being the case, you're meant to understand, right? Why is all this happening? Why is all this happening? Why did it happen? If it wasn't just to introduce Hashem to us, not just so that Moshe Rabbeinu, right, we should be introduced to this Chas V'Chalil, this wizard, right, who knows how to, what he called, to pull up all this shtick, etc. It's for you. Chazal say, Shigagas Talmud Oleh Zodom. When a person is in possession of knowledge and he doesn't use it, like he shunts it off to the side, he just lives regular without using his knowledge, it's considered amazing. Why? So what did you have the knowledge for? Just one more thing to put on your CV, on your curriculum vitae, right? I'm clever, I know this, I'm clever, I know that. Live it, you jerk! Right? So they're considered responsible. But that's bad. So the question wasn't totally ridiculous. The question was is God with us? Of course he's not God with us. But since it seemed, the question was, is he with us? Is he in our midst? That's a deficiency. It's not like, oh, I'm not sure. It's not she'enu a daily show. They're a dordea. Now, what happens? Amalek comes. Right after that. And, in the midst, as it were, right? Moshe raises his hands. Right, he's standing on the mount, raises his hands, Jewish people are successful. Lowers his hands, unsuccessful. Successful, unsuccessful. Successful, unsuccessful. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah asked the question, V'chiyadav shel Moshe osos milchama o shovros milchama. Do the hands of Moshe, do they make success in war or break success in war? And the mission answers, no, Ella Loma Lecha. To tell you, whenever Yisrael would see Moshe, his hands raised high, they realized they have to be Shabbat Libam Lavim Shabashamayim. And they davened, and that's why he was successful. So it's also, once again, it's an almost ridiculous question. Do the hands of Moshe make war or break war? What do you mean? We haven't seen enough Nisim done by Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu, take out the mate. Take out the mate. Right? So what's the question? Do the hands of Moshe do these type of things? What type of question is it? Ella, once again. Yeah, it's obvious that the Mishnah is asking the question, why? Because if Moshe's hands were doing it, then what did he accomplish? The whole problem was they didn't believe in themselves. That's the problem. We don't believe in ourselves. We don't believe God's with us. God's with the big rabbis. God's with really holy people. God's with Moses. He's with Moses. Us, me, chopped liver, all I can wait for is sautéed onions. Nothing else. Right?
Is that why my Kriyas Yamsov, like Moshe was davening, and Hashem was like, stop davening, like tell them to jump in?
Oh, similar, yeah, similar. So over here, can it be that Moshe being handed to the wicked, what did he accomplish then? He defeated the purpose. Elamai must mean that just his hands were raised and they realized, ah, Shamayim, Tfila, that's what we gotta do. Fine. Further. It says after that, right, at the end, at the very end, I'm skipping, I'm going to come back in a scooch. At the end of the successful battle against Amalek, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu built a Mizbeach. It says, Vayivin Moshe Mizbeach, Vayikra Shmo Hashem Nisi. Right? Shem is my nace. Now, isn't that funny? I ask you, of all the things that they saw, right? Of all the things that they saw, only over here does Moshe Rabbeinu build a Mizbeach that says, Hashem is my nace. Why didn't they build one at the exit of Yam Suf? Why didn't they build one at the exit of Mitzrayim? Why didn't they build one, you know, at what do you call it, Har Sinai, called Hashem Nisi, right? Why didn't they build it where Korach got swallowed up? Why didn't they? Only over here, Hashem Nisi. Ella, I think that's precisely the point. Like the Ramban says at the end of Parshas Bo, that the Yesod, the fundamental, that is meant to be learned from all of the Nisim that we saw in Mitzrayim, is that Hashem is establishing a unique relationship with us, relationship of Hashgacha Pratis. Deep Hashgacha Pratis. Right? Deep Hashgacha Pratis. And on that level of deep Hashgacha Pratis, we gotta know that everything in our lives is a nace. I don't mean a nace in the terms that people think that when Ramban says that everything in our lives is a nace, is like, okay, the sun shining is a nace. Right? Or my success in business is a nace. My success in business is not a nace. The sun shining is not a nace. That's called teva. It's called teva. Hateva, though we said already, is Elohim. So first of all the terms need redefinition. There is nothing that exists outside of Hashem's will. Everything only exists because of His will. If this bird is going to be caught in a snare, it's because Hashem willed that bird be caught in the snare, right? It's because Hashem willed that bird be caught in the snare. What it doesn't mean is because that bird was a bad bird, that's why he's caught in the snare. Because no such thing as a bad bird. Birds are birds, right? Birds are equal; they follow their teva. It's not because he pecked, right, his fellow bird the other day, right, and gave him a boo boo. Right, that's why he's really cool. Right now he's been caught in a snare. That's teva. Hashgacha Pratis, right? That's what everybody's living in, this incredible stream called Hashgacha Klolis. It's all the will of Hashem, and Hashem is bringing this stream called the reality that we're familiar with, the world, to the conclusion that He wishes it to conclude with everybody recognizing that Hashem is Echad, Ushmo is Echad, right? That's, the world is coming to that. And this entire stream, this Amazon of Hashgacha, is what everything in reality is living in. The will of Hashem. Hateva is Elohim. The concept of Hashgacha Pratis is, when I am not just living life, but I'm living life, I'm living it through the lens of the Torah. So now my personal agenda, right? My personal, certainly the Jewish people's agenda as a whole, right? Is not just linked to surviving as we were, you know, flow gently, what he calls flow gently sweet after, you know, just sort of like, just sort of like mosey down, right, the stream. We are swimming, each person, the way he's swimming with, yeah, in his individual current of Torah, determines the amount of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement with them, not just in terms of the ultimate plan, because everybody is a piece of that ultimate plan, but he now rates, he merits HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in his life because he is actively involved in building, in revealing Hashem's presence in the world. He's a partner with Hashem. So therefore, in the world of Hashgacha Pratis, in the world of Hashgacha Pratis, there's this big plot called the Amazon of Hashgacha Klolis, Hateva Elohim, racing towards the end of time. And everything has got a job description, and every dot has got a job description in it. But those that there, Hashem is using everything unilaterally, because there is no reciprocity. There is nothing being done on the part of the iguanas, right? Or the pygmy, we call pygmy shrews, or electrons, right? There's nothing they're doing per se to connect to Hashem. They're doing Hashem's will. It's unilateral. People who have B'Tzelem Elokim, people who have Bechira Chavshis, people who are linked to the Torah, they're living in a bilateral world. Hashem is doing, they're doing. And they are actively there in the process of being Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, of revealing Hashem's world presence within the world, right? Marching towards the beat of His Torah, looking at the world through the lens of His Torah. So now, all of a sudden, these people now, right? And again, it's all different gradations. The more you're in it, the more percentage, almost, as you could use the terminology, I don't know if that's the right word, the greater percentage is your hashgacha pratis, right? In other words, because you're not just, you know, just, you know, with a piece of straw, you know, between your toes, and a corn cob pipe in your mouth, and a fishing line, and you're sitting there with Huck Finn and Tom Sawyer, and you're just lazing down the sippy. Just killing time. I'm just killing time.
Everyone
has iPhones on their beds. Whoa. Hey, I'm behind a few centuries, pardon me. Okay? Yeah?
That's just what I'm thinking of.
Okay. Baruch Hashem, imagery is good for something. imagery is good for something. So what do you call it? But I'm involved, so therefore, and it's not a problem. It doesn't mess up Hashem's big plan. Right? Hashem is the master chess player, excuse me. Right? I have no other way to describe it. Right? He'll fit in your individual plan with that plan, but you're zocheh d'hashgacha pratis. So the fact, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu, is essentially hashgacha pratis? What's that? Moshe Rabbeinu! Okay, Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? But for the rest of us, there's no shaykhis to it.
Why should they? Even though they're like the Dea and whatever, Dan Dea and everything, but Dar Dea, but they never experienced any Hashgach. Like, everything that was done at the Klal, the Makos, Tisnachayim, everything was all the Klal. Like, why would they assume that Hashem is involved in each person's individual life?
So, I asked that question. I dare say, again, I maybe there's more than one answer to the question. I'm sure there is, right? But certainly, they've already experienced the Mun. The Mun, the Ksav Sofer says, why is it called Mun? Because, and the truth is, I think it's Merumas really over here, even in Chazal as well, right? But I don't get lost in that, right? Is one guy wants to taste strawberry froyo. The other guy wants like a lamb. The third person, right, wants marinated Nile perch. Right? So there he is, and each guy say, I taste perch, yo, lamb. He's in my head. He knows what I want. He's connected to me. He's not just connected to the claw. He's connected to me. So I dare say, that was very cool. That, if we go with that, then this question is mamash a chutzpah. It's a chutzpah. It's a chutzpah. It's like, when time, you know, whatever.
Why did they ask the question? Was it just a...
Again, they really caught...
Were they trying to just, like, in make Bnei Yisrael, like, start questioning Hashem, or...
I would say, just as the most prime evil, Yetzirah is the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. Before Adam, Harishon was Chote, right? We think Yetzirah, we think of Gilead Arias, right? Let's be honest. That's what we think of. We don't think about anything else, right? That Yetzirah didn't exist. You just said that to Adam Rishon. what is your problem? You're a spiritual pachyderm. you are like a two-legged rhinoceros, man. What are you thinking about? It's ridiculous. After the chait, right? The chait, most primeval, if you could use that term, of Avodah Zarah is, I don't want to be told what to do. I want to be in charge myself. I want to be in control. I want to do what I want to do. The willingness to submit that my I exists because he wills that my I exist. I don't mean this. I mean my I with a capital I. Yeah? That my I exist because he wills that my I exist. That's not easy. And therefore, any time that you really caught that you want to, you we always want to unburden ourselves. We don't want to feel, I've got to do this. Right. That's the most primeval thing. So it bubbles up in different ways. At any event, so now, right? So now they've made Hashem Nisi. That's the Mizbeach at the end of this whole shebang. Hashem Nisi. Why? Not because this is the greatest Nes Nigla. I'm a la contraire. Right? This is the Nes that shows Hashem's involvement with you is a Nes. The general stream of Hashem's will, right, which we call Hateva, which is Elohim, right? That's all this. But Hashem being involved with you because you are a person who has the ability, yeah, to connect to the Torah, to wield the Torah in the world, to look at the world through the lens of the Torah, he's connected to you differently. You're going to live in Hashkacha Pratis, Hashem Nisi. Further, the conclusion, or the next to last, concluding line in the parsha here is, "Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, k'sov zos zikaron b'sefer, v'sim ba'oznei Yehoshua, ki machol emche ezecher Amalek itachas hashamayim." In Parsha Zohar, we read, Macho timche ezecher Amalek. In this parsha we say, ki macho emcha, I will erase. What does that mean? Hashem will erase. So why are we commanded to erase? He's gonna erase it. Says in Tziv, macho emche ezecher Amalek means Hashem says, I will bring the world to a point where no one will make this mistake anymore. You remember, I think we talked about this, we were standing outside of the crematoria, right, in Auschwitz, right? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, right? Hashem, right, without going to the whole nine yards, we talked about it, really called Shema, right? The whole history of Shema. But Hashem, who is Adonakol, who is Hayahu V'yiyah, He's Elokeinu. We know he's being Mashiach Aleinu Bashkocha Pratis, but we can't put our hand on it. We can't say, look, look. People say, that's a chance. No, but I see, don't you see? Just chance. Hashem Elokeinu, the day will come, Hashem Echad. The day will come, well, Hashem will make it so clear. All the nations of the world will see it so clearly, and they say, oh, the Jews were right. Everything is the will of Hashem. Everything was the will of Hashem. There was no way to escape it. Everything. And it was all leading to revealing His oneness in the world. Oh, Hashem Echad. That is the way the Netziv understands, but he doesn't talk about Shema, right? That is Macho Emche. I'm going to erase it one day. Your job description is Macho Timche Zechra Molek. Your job description is to, what do you call, is to destroy to the best of your ability that false philosophy, right? Our job is Macho Timche. Destroy that false philosophy. That's what we read in Parshas Zachor. Right? Don't look at the world that way. Make sure that as much power and capacity as we don't have all the ability sometimes to destroy the nation of Amalek. We don't have that within our capacity now. Because they're always calling for that. Because that's their raison d'etre, is to fight against the Jewish people. They don't want they know that as long as there's a Jew alive, that view of the world is going to remain, and therefore they're committed to destroying us. And therefore we have to destroy them, because that their whole sense of being is to destroy the Jewish people, because the Jewish people are the carriers of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The last pasuk, right? Last pasuk in Parshas Bashalach, again we're going to read it on Purim, is Vayomer Kiyad al kase ka milchama l'Hashem b'Amalek midor dor. I think we've spoken about this before, but certainly we should chazer over again. Rashi understands the yad is the yad of Hashem, the kase is the kisi of Hashem, and that certainly needs explanation in its own right. But the Netziv, once again, the Hamek Gavra brings down a psikta, a medrash, that says the yad is the yad of Amalek, and the kase is miloshim kisui. And he says as follows, that it's mashal mahadavadom. What is it comparable to? It's comparable to a king who wishes to address his kingdom. And comes along one despicable individual, and he erects a screen, and he holds it up before the people. He says, you cannot see the king, and just like you can't see him, he can't see you. He can't see you. Says the Netziv, that's exactly what Amalek wants to do. The Gemara in Menachos teaches us, we've talked about this before also, we say in Kevelet Zion every day, Bitchu b'Hashem ad, place your trust in Hashem forever and ever, Ki beka Hashem Tzur Olamim, for Hashem has created the worlds with the name Yud Ke. Olam Haba is created with the Os Yud, because in Olam Haba, say Chazal, in the Gemara Menachos, the Yud is small and its head is bent. So too the number of tzaddikim who will inhabit Olam Haba are few in number compared to those all the people who have walked the face of the earth. And when they're there, they stand in humility before the Ribbono Shalom. Olam Haba is created with the Os Hei, because the Os Hei is bounded, partially bounded, open. A person who lives in Olam Hazeh can either perceive that he's living within the confines of Hashem's will, in which case he marches to the beat of the Torah's drum. Or if he wants, he can look down at the bottom and say, hey, party time, bye-bye. And he drops out the bottom. He decides to do tshuva, so the Gemara says, can't go back the way he came. Because in the world in the natural world, there's no such thing as tshuva. Tshuva is created before creation. Because tshuva is not natural. You make a mistake, you can't fix it. The wildebeest, the proverbial wildebeest, right, who leans over the extended marshy pond that sticks out from the Zambezi, because it's a really hot day and there's not much water available, right? And he's really thirsty. And he leans over, and the next thing you know, and the crocodile's got him. And that means he's going to be dead in a minute, right? He can't say, I didn't mean it. I forgot. It was a boo-boo. I was really thirsty. What am I supposed to do? Doesn't make a difference. He's going to be lunch. So too, in the in the normal, natural world, you broke it, it's done brock. you busted it, it's finished. You can't fix it. You got to climb up the side and come back again through the aperture between the left-hand leg and the ceiling. That's tshuva. That the Gemara says of the osios of the creation of the worlds. Tziv says, Amalek is willing to give that to you. Religion is the opiate of the people, makes you feel happy, keeps them off drugs, right? It's cheaper, etc. You want to believe that the world's got a beginning, and you want to believe that there is heaven at the end. That's okay. But there's no vav and hay. There's no vav and hay. It says in the Tziv, the vav and the hay are God's hashkacha. The vav being his hashkacha l'mala min ha-teva, and the hay being his hashkacha b'derech ha-teva. There is no hashgacha. He's not involved in your lives. That's why he erects the screen in the mashal of the bench. You don't see him, he doesn't see you. He doesn't see you. It always bothered me. How could he say that there's no, how can he say that to that generation? There's no hashgacha l'mala min ha-teva. What? Look who they saw. Elamites, exactly what the Nitziv explained it all along, right? They believed, yeah, that's all shayach to Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? That he should be involved in our personal lives, but Derech HaTeva, who says, Ayesh Hashem Bekibeni Mayan? And even in miraculous levels that we saw already, that's for the Moshe! Right? But a Jew has to believe he's on the cutting edge of connection to Hashem all the time. Hashgacha. Hashgacha, Hashgacha. But Derech HaTeva, and one day, Ki Meitzeischa, Mi Eretz Mitzrayim, Mirenu Niflos, we will see, each one of us will see the Hashgacha, the Golui. Right? The day when all the nations of the world will say, yeah, Bayomu, right? Yeah, Hashem, Echad, Ushmoach, and they'll all say it then. Until then, we have to hold on tight. So on Purim, right? With all of the hiddenness of Purim, all the Hester of Purim, this is what we gotta lock into. And we have to be deliriously happy. It says, and I'll stop here, it says in Kiseitze, we'll read the, right, the mitzvah, the Machias HaMolek. He says, he attacked us, all those were spat out of the Anan. Right? We were ayef v'yageya. Ayef, with thirst. Yageya, yeah, we're traveling so much. The lo yirei Elohim, says Rashi, Yirei Elohim, he wasn't Yirei Elohim. Amalek doesn't want to believe that the teva we see is all God's will and God is with us. He wants to believe it, it's a frisbee. Of course he made it. He doesn't believe, deny that God created the world. It's a frisbee. He's not connected. You have no responsibility. Elohim is not HaTeva. He's Lo Yirei Elohim. And we were susceptible because we were Ayeh. We are Geya. Ugh, I don't have this. Ugh, I don't have that. Ugh, this blasted Derech. I'm so annoyed. I'm so ticked off. Ugh, not where we're getting, where we're going, not this fun, what's happening here? Think about Yaakov Avinu, he left after his dream. It says, Vayisa Yaakov Loraglov, he picked his feet up, Kilo. He was like, so excited. So, on Purim, we should be excited how deeply connected we are to Hashem. To know we're not chopped liver. And we're always on the cutting edge. We're always on the cutting edge. We live in the world just like it's kiyad al keska, that evil hand, according to the sikht, the evil hand of Amalek, is mechaseh, covers as it were, and says God is not Mashiach. We know we're living in the world of Hashem tzilcha al yad yaminecha. Hashem is the shadow of your right hand. All you need to do is raise your right hand. All you need to do is move it, right? According to the lens and the beat of the Torah, He's with you, He's with you, He's always with you. He's always with you. And we should be deliriously happy about it. Shabbat Frail Kampurim. A Gavaldika life. Right? And,
enjoy the
yeah. And I know, as such incredible confidence.